Here's more of the Bill Post Radio Show.
All right, let's get right to it. Here he is, State Senator Bruce Starr. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Afternoon. Well, I'm fine. Now, I'm sure you're not exactly great. I have a feeling you're just a little bit ticked off.
You know, I'm actually great. it's a great day, and I believe it's going to turn out well for us. I think what the Secretary of State meant to bring us harm ultimately won't, and I have faith in that, and I have faith in the law, Bill. That's ultimately where I have faith.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's back up just a little bit. You're cruising along. Okay, I'm getting ready for an election that's going to come on May 15th. I'm running against Brad Avakian for labor commissioner. And you go in, what was it, Friday evening to check on something on the primary ballot?
Yeah, so my staff called the Secretary of State's office just to make sure that they had all of our information for the voter's pamphlet, just to make sure everything was all right.
Sure.
And it was at that point, late Friday afternoon, that the Secretary of State's staff informed us that, oh, by the way, we're going to send back your $3,000 voter sample check and your statement because you're not on the ballot in May, you're on the ballot in November. That was the first we heard about it. We actually reached out to them. In fact, I still haven't gotten an official letter from the Secretary of State. I don't know when they would have ultimately told us if we hadn't called them.
Unbelievable. Okay, so obviously you were shocked. Let me ask you this, just because obviously it involves him too. Have you talked with or heard from Brad Avakian's side?
No, I have not. But based on what Brad has said in the newspaper, you know, he was working under the assumption that we were going to be in the May primary election as well. So, you know, that's what he's saying in the paper. I got to take that at face value.
Okay, so we don't know exactly. The thing is, if I thought I checked something, I swear I saw on the OrStar website it shows both of you running in the May primary.
So, absolutely. When I filed for office, I checked the May primary ballot. You know, we filed our voter stamp statement on the 8th of March, assuming we're going to be on the, you know, in the book for the May election. All of this is about May. Every nonpartisan race in the state of Oregon is on the May primary election, whether you're running for superintendent of public instruction, the commissioners of the Bureau of Labor and Industry, your city councilors that run as nonpartisan candidates, mm-hmm. your county commissioners, your county sheriff, all of those elections will be, they're all nonpartisan and they're all on the ballot in May. In the event that no candidate gets 50% of the vote plus one, then the top two candidates run in November. That's how nonpartisan races are done in Oregon. That's how they've always been done. That's what the law says, and that's what the law says in this election. The Secretary of State is wrong. And unfortunately, because she didn't call us and tell me, or didn't have the courtesy to pick up the phone and call a state senator, or even, I guess, the current commissioner and say, hey guys, you know, did you know that we're going to say that this election is in November? Because she didn't do that, it forces me to go to court because she's already certified which candidates are going to be on the ballot for May.
See, I'm glad you said that, Bruce. Again, State Senator Bruce Starr. I'm glad you said that because I've been thinking that all morning as this story's been kind of brewing in my mind is, you know, a little respect. You are a state senator, okay? Brad Avakian is the current labor commissioner. Out of respect, that call should have been made.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's very discourteous that we haven't heard directly from the Secretary of State or from their office. I guess they were just going to send us a check in a letter in the mail, which I still haven't received. But, you know, it's very frustrating. You know, our entire campaign plan and strategy, how we're budgeting my time and our money is focused on May. And, you know, that's what the law says. I believe that ultimately the judge will look at the law and do the right thing and tell the Secretary of State that she is wrong and her interpretation of the statute is wrong, and force her to put us on the ballot for a May election.
What exactly was her reasoning for doing this? What possibly could she have cooked up here?
So what has happened is because of the resignation of Dan Gardner and the appointment of Brad Avakian back to 4 years ago, this election for this office was thrown off its historical cycle. And normally the election was on the same election as that we elect a governor. So the Secretary of State in 2009 went to the legislature and said, legislature, we'd like you to pass a law so that for one cycle, one term, that the term of office for the labor commissioner would be 2 years. So then we would get back on the regular cycle, and that was what the legislature voted on and passed in 2009. Unfortunately, the statute says November 2012. It doesn't say May, it says November, and so the Secretary of State saw that November date in the statute and said, well, that means that it's the November election. Well, the reality is that it hadn't, the legislative intent had nothing to do with picking the election, the May primary or the November general. It had everything to do with the year that the election were held in order to get the race or the office back on the historical election cycle of coinciding with the governor's race. So
right.
The legislative intent is clear.
Yeah.
And as a former legislator, you'd think that the Secretary of State would understand legislative intent when she was making, you know, decisions like this. All you have to do is kind of look at the legislative record and say, oh, this is what the legislature meant, to put the race on its historical election cycle, not, you know, on the one they're on now.
And this is where I'm glad you've explained this so well. And again, this is State Senator Bruce Starr, who's running for Labor Commissioner. Again, I want people to understand, I know, we know you're a Republican, we know he's a Democrat for the most part, you know, heck, he just ran for Congress as a Democrat, okay, but it's a
right.
nonpartisan race, meaning there is no R or D next to your names, okay,
right.
And in these races, as you've explained, the latest example would have been in, what, 2010, when Ron Mauer ran against Susan Castillo for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. They're during
right.
the May primary, and the only exception to that is, as you said again, you have to win by a certain margin in the primary, right?
Right.
Okay. So
yeah.
this is completely
so the
crazy.
The situation is if one candidate gets 50% of the vote plus one, they win. If no candidate does, there's a runoff. And I can create, it's easy to understand a scenario where you have an Oregonian that looks at Brad Avakian and Bruce Starr and says, I don't like either one of those two candidates. You know, for whatever reason, they're both professional politicians, for instance. I'm going to wage a write-in campaign and spend, you know, my own money and try to unseat these two guys. And perhaps he gets 7, 8, 10% of the vote, and neither one of us has the requisite number of votes to win. That scenario could happen in May. Well, now, under the Secretary of State's ruling, that scenario could happen in November as well, and neither candidate gets a majority of the vote.
Hmm.
That's why nonpartisan races are held in
yeah.
May.
Yeah.
So that you make sure that you have the requisite number of votes to win.
All right, I'm up against a wall here. I want to ask real quick so that people understand. You filed this suit. Who is that filed with, and how will we be able to follow maybe what's happening with that?
Well, I hope to be on the radio with you relatively frequently until we have it satisfied. But we filed in Marion County Court because that's where the Secretary of State's
okay.
office is. That's where the Capitol is.
All right.
The Attorney General's office, who represents the Secretary of State, has agreed to have this basically argued in front of a judge and allow a judge to make a recommendation or a ruling. Our hope is that we will get a judge assigned to us today, and that conversation in front of the judge can occur as quickly as next week. Honestly, the ballots need to be printed and in the mail to overseas voters and military by law on March 31st. So we're up against the March 31st deadline when these ballots need to be printed. So the judge needs to act quickly. We believe it can happen. I think the court will understand, you know, the nature of the complaint and the issue, and we'll make a decision relatively quickly, and we can be back on the ballot and resume our campaign as we have planned.
Absolutely. Okay, we're up against the clock on that, and I am here too. Let me just say, by the way, I saw you at Dorchester. I looked for the other good-looking bald man, and I saw you, but I didn't get a chance to get over to you. I tried like heck, but I just got caught in the crowd. It would have been great to see you, but I look forward to hearing more about this, Bruce, and we're with you 100%, okay?
We appreciate it. Look forward to updating you as we proceed.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There he is, State Senator Bruce Starr. He is a Republican from Hillsborough, but he's running for the nonpartisan Labor Commissioner's position, and we have a real sticky situation.